Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb, Right? Spiritual
growth. Aww, that went away too soon. What happened? What happened to Tarni? It just kind of faded off into the sunset, you know, out into nowhere. But I'm here. Yes, I am. This is Duchess, and it's now time for Inside Matters Talk. Spiritual talk done right with your hostess, Duchess. How's everyone doing today? I'm sitting here totally discombobulated. We talked the last show about how there's a new alignment, new energy, all kinds of things happening. And Lena Stevens is right. I've been going through so many, ups and downs and overs and unders, and I'm supposed to be realigned this month, the month of May, but I guess I'm still going through it. We have a new moon today, and I guess that may have something to do with my day going the way it has been going. Lena basically says that this is a deep reset time, so I've been resetting all day. She said we may experience a drop in our energy and feel like hibernating most of the day. Yep, that's exactly what happened with me today. That this is a deep assimilation and should be honored as a still point in your life. Well, my son has a business called Still Point, so, you know, need to listen to things and signs that we see all around us. We also must acknowledge the earth and the grounding of the earth. You know, Mother Earth provides us with a lot of grounding. I used to walk with my shoes off through the grass. I live in a predominantly city now, and so I don't have that opportunity the way I used to. And that just kind of throws me off, throws my whole balance off, because I don't have that, you know, that mother energy. I even forgot to plug in my mic today, so I'm letting everyone know if, in fact, my mic goes kind of kapunky on me, I have an alternate mic that I have out there charging, and I may have to switch mics because of my own, you know, scatterbrainedness this day. Lena, we know Lena from PowerPath. Nope, from Pathways. Or is it PowerPath? Well, it's from PowerPath.com. I don't know where I got this Pathways. I think that's a magazine, a spiritual New Age magazine called Pathways. But Lena Stevens is from PowerPath, and we do her monthly PowerPath report, and we read that a lot. Of course, we're going to get into ascension, but there are just some basic things that we want to go through before we get to our topic today. And the topic threw me for a loop as well. I mean, when you walk around basically all your life experiencing different things, and your existence leads up to things beginning to happen the way you've always felt that they would, and you've read that they would, and then when you eventually get to that point, and then you tell everybody, well, I'm going to explain this to you in a one-hour show. Come on, Duchess. You know that is not how the universe works. Although I may not even have to go through all of the stuff with you that some of us went through to get to this point. You may just know what we're talking about just by virtue of you going through it right now. You don't need to know how you got to this point. You've just been going through something that you didn't understand, and wham, it's on top of you. So we start talking about ascension today. You say, whoa, so this is what this thing is, and it will just gel for you. And then there are some of you out there who may say, oh, man, get out of here. You're trying to tell me that this is something that's really going to happen or really is happening, And the fact that there are some of us who don't believe that this is possible, we're just going to make our process just a little bit more harder than those who have accepted the fact that this is a real deal. This is the real deal. If you look at the news, if you look around you, if you read your newspaper, you'll see that this ascension stuff is the real deal. And humanity itself is awakening to its own divinity. So with Lena Stevens, let's go back to not only is this the new moon, but she was saying that this is also a good day to revisit your priorities and determine once again what may be out of balance. We should make a commitment to rebalance what needs it and clean out stuff. I've been cleaning out things this whole month, and it seems as though the more I clean, the more I clean. And the more I clean, the more needs to be cleaned. So, I mean, I've been shredding and, you know, re-shredding and just trying to get rid of so much gunk to let in the new. We talk about the new feminine, the feminine divine, you know, this new energy coming forth. And we want to be ready for it. We want to, you know, clean out space so it can find its way through. It can get in. It can just be and not have to struggle because it's coming or it's here. That's what I may say is here. So why don't we talk about how it came to be or how it used to be, and then we talk about where we are now. And so let's talk a little bit. Let's get down to some nitty-gritty stuff. Here we go. We act both as individuals and as a collective. Now, in case some of you don't know that, that's what we do. We're individuals, but we also act as a collective. We're standing alone, and at the same time, we're forever entwined with other folk that's around us, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your families, whether it's in your apartment, whether it's at the senior center, whether it's at the daycare, wherever it is. You know, we're entwined forever with other folk. Within this central paradox of the human condition is found the mystery of the divine, which expresses itself through us, as us, and aside from us. So recognizing ourselves as both instruments of creation and creators in our own right is really, really necessary now, for we must, in coming months, be clear in our actions, knowing what is needed to further the common good, rather than focusing only on what serves our personal gain. The two cannot be separated right now. For if personal gain conflicts with the common good, we will reap only isolation. And if the common good appears as an obstacle to personal gain, a realignment of priorities may be required. So, the web of connectivity which binds us to each other and all beings is as if illuminated now with like matters and like never before. So it's just there. The light shining on it. And it needs our awareness and consideration. Okay? A wakeful response to the unavoidable truth that we are indeed one. Now, we've talked about this often. That we are one. We're all from the same source. Now, some of us may not agree. Some of us may believe that we're all... Well, I think most people believe we're all from the same source. They may not agree what that source is. It is important to honor process now, so we can't sidestep it to more quickly reach our desired destination. We will get to where we're going when we get there, and we may not find out where there is until we do. So this is a part of this ascension process, okay? Let me say that again. Will we get to where we're going when we get there, and we may not find out where there is until we do. So the ascension process that some of us have heard of all of our lives is the human being changing so much that we are in another life without dying. Okay? It says a new kind. It's a new kind of energy where you move past the idea that you have to die and come back to have wisdom. We were always told it. Now, some people believe in reincarnation, and they believe in reincarnation as we live through this particular lifetime, and then we learn certain lessons, and then we die, and then we're reincarnated into another lifetime with those lessons, you know, packed and locked into our DNA and our gene structure, and so we are going through this lifetime, then we die, then we have to come back again. Well, excuse me. We don't always, or that's not what ascension is saying. It's not saying that we have to die and come back to have wisdom. What ascension says is that wisdom spoken of as being earned through all those many lifetimes, reincarnation, evolution, book knowledge, meditation, ascension means we can capture it right here and now. There is an awareness of self-transformation of our biology, becoming another person. And many times we have been told to find the master inside. To find the master inside, all we have to do is look within. And we will be surprised to find out that the master is I. As we ascend physically and mentally and spiritually, there is a transference of energies. It is important to know that we have to move through what is dark and what hurts our hearts. You know, some people will call it Armageddon. Some people call it, you know, that jihad. Some people call it the rapture. Some people call it atonement, evolution. You know, we talked about Cryon of Magnetic Service. Now, remember, you can go to Cryon.com to hear all of Cryon's tapes. Cryon is channeled through Lee Carroll. And Cryon says that the evil, that evil that we see all around us can and will, it can and it will get more evil. That darkness is ignorant. It does not see light. It doesn't see planning. All darkness sees is itself. That's, you know, the horrors, the uglies, you know, the people who do other things to other people, you know, just because. It says all darkness sees is itself, and its desire to create more of itself through fear and ugliness, it is creating its own defeat. So we don't have to be so worried about, you know, how ugly it's getting out there or how dark it seems to be getting out there. Sometimes, and most times, that ugly has to emerge in order for it to be purged and it can be cleansed away so you can come into a new existence. And there are times when some of those who we least expect will be swept away because they've just ingrained themselves or attached themselves to some of that darkness to such a degree that sometimes they're taken along with it because that's the way it happens in getting rid of it. I'm an example of that. When we look at the Baltimore fiasco, six of the police officers in the Baltimore fiasco are non-white. As this new energy evolves around us, many of us will go during the cleanup process. Do you see those changes and equate it with defeat or confusion? Well, please don't. Don't see those changes and equate them with defeat or confusion because solutions are happening slowly in the process. Even ourselves are readjusting. And I like that part because we're going to really get into some nice goody-goody ascension stuff. And we talk about the innate. When we talk about innate, we're talking about our smart bodies. Our bodies want to get our attention, and our bodies are getting it in the most profound ways. And there is only one or maybe or two ways that our body gets our attention, either by being uncomfortable or through pain. So our physical life is our creator's expression of self, itself, through us. And so when we start moving along with the ascension process and we start adapting and adjusting the same way the earth is, the same way the society is, we're talking about our social society, we're talking about our politics, we're talking about business, we're talking about all of these things. We're talking about change. And it's all a part of the ascension process. So, why do we have to go through this ascension process, and what exactly is it? A friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, about my baby brother, told me, why don't I just look it up in the dictionary and say online exactly what I think or what the dictionary says ascension is, and you'd be surprised to see what the dictionary says what ascension is. And so it just kind of throws us into a more in-depth, detailed expression of it, because dictionary.com on the line says ascension is the Christ body rising to heaven. Now, that's what the dictionary says ascension is, Christ's body rising to heaven. Ascension is moving upwards. To ascend means to rise to a higher point from an inferior or superior degree. Okay? Now, when they start talking about degrees, and I'm sure I'm going to bump into this explanation over and over and over again. Right now, we talk about dimensions. Let's talk about the second dimension. The second dimension is when you look at that picture on your wall, that's that flat picture on the wall, that is, or your TV screen, that's a 2D. That's two-dimensional. When you look at third dimensions, these are things that pop out at you. Or how about our world's illusion? That's not only you, your physical form, that pops out to other people. It's the table that you're sitting at, it's the chair that you're sitting in. We live in this 3D illusionary existence. That's 3D. That's space. When you talk about fourth dimension, now you're talking about time. So we live in a 3D, 4D existence. Space and time. Now, as we ascend, we begin to raise up into the fifth dimension or higher. Now, 5D is where we learn to reconnect with self, to realize our total connectedness to everything. The ascension process is an evolutionary process, which on a spiritual level involves the raising and expansion of human consciousness. This will create a much more highly evolved planet and a much more highly evolved human being. Everything is energy, and nothing at all, is at rest or goes untouched by ascension. You may not be aware of it, you may not even want it, but it's going to happen. Ascension involves the raising of one's energetic vibration or personal energy signature. That's your signature wherever you go on the face of this earth, wherever you step, you have left your vibrational signature. That's your energy. This results in the development of a more fine-tuned awareness of the interconnectedness of all things. It also allows one access to the higher dimensions or planes of reality, higher levels of consciousness, beyond the physical 3D level of awareness. Ascension and the signs and symptoms associated with it are occurring on a personal and planetary level as I speak. Sources of ascension energies. Let's talk about some of those. The ascension-related energies that we experience may come from a number of sources. How about cosmic energy from the galactic center? How about solar energy? You know, people say, you know, the sun's rays, you know, are piercing the ozone layer, and the energy from celestial bodies and astronomical events such as Uhura loves the eclipses, and she loves the moon, and she loves the full moon, and she loves the new moon, and she loves the quarter moon and the solstices. We're talking winter, spring, summer, we're talking the solstices. Other ascension symptoms are a result of the energy centers of the body. Now, in the past, we talked about our seven chakras. We talked about the chakras and what each one of those chakras mean. I won't go into that right now, although I could. But no, we want to talk about ascension. We've spoken about the chakras before, and those are the body's energy centers. And these energy centers are opening, activating, and expanding with higher frequencies of energy. There may be some negative symptoms, and negative symptoms can also indicate a block or an imbalance of your chakras, and can occur when cleansing, clearing the chakra, or whenever lower frequencies are being released. Now, in the past, we've talked about doing the shaman cleanse, where you take the a bath, run yourself some bath water, and you put some sage essential oil in there, and a quarter cup of baking soda, a quarter cup of sea salt, and do this at night so that when you go to sleep, you have cleansed your chakra centers. And then you get up and you take a shower to finish it off. Then we talk about human and planetary ascension. This conscious evolutionary process is rapidly accelerating on Earth at this time. We now have access to new and higher vibrational energies. Everyone is wired a bit differently. Each person is experiencing these changes in their own way and in their own time. In a way, the ascension process is related to how we each work with our own individual energy, our own individual beliefs, and our own individual experiences. Okay, there's no one right way to ascend because it is an ongoing and unique process for everyone. So my ascension process and the changes and the challenges that I go through while I'm ascending are totally different than what my next-door neighbor may be experiencing. Now, for the highly sensitive or psychic individual, the ascension process can be a bit more challenging. And the energies that are involved can be much more intense. The planet and animals and our environment are also going through major physical changes and are ascending in their own way, in their own time. You can look at, and you can call it a part of the ascension process, earthquakes happening all over the place, trains derailing. You can tell it's all a part of the ascension process. Planes falling out of the sky. Things are happening. Hurricanes, tornadoes. And all of these things are the same types of emotional things that we have within ourselves. Some of these ascension symptoms are quite noticeable, while others are subtle and happening at a molecular level. We're talking your cells. We're talking the gene structure, as are some of the subtle changes in our human body. Okay, let's just take a look at the changes occurring on the earth. How about the strange and intense weather patterns? We can go back to those. Today, the sun was shining, and then all of a sudden we had an electrical rainstorm, and we had a downpour. And now the sun is shining again. It's almost as though you want to say the weather is confused. It doesn't know what it wants to do, but believe me, it knows what it's doing, and it's doing exactly what it wants to do. Okay? some things, some of us are noticing the peculiar behavior, and how about animals? I was looking on Facebook the other day, and it was fascinating to me that there was a little boy, and he held down his hand, and this chicken walked right up to him so it could be caressed like it was a puppy, like it was a dog. It was like, are you for real? He was literally rubbing and stroking a chicken. Now, this may not be strange to some people, but I'd never seen anyone do anything like that, you know? So there are a lot of things going on with the animals, at this time. And the planet as a whole, including the mineral, plant, animal kingdom, all releasing toxins that humankind has caused for centuries. So we can fault some of this on ourselves. The earth is upchucking the toxins that man has spewed across her body for eons of years. The unexplained symptoms that humans are experiencing, also about the releasing of toxins. These toxins have been accumulating within our minds and bodies for so long on an individual and a collective level. So there are many things that are going on and many things that we're going to be faced with as we are feeling the challenges of ascension. Now, what about spiritually? Okay, we talked about ascension symptoms happening on a physical, mental, and emotional level. Spiritually, it's about energy and consciousness. As one begins to experience the ascension process, old patterns, behaviors, and beliefs that have limited one's perception and kept their vibration at a denser state of being begin to reemerge. Negative thoughts and emotions that have previously been swept under the rug and repressed may begin to surface so that they can finally be acknowledged and released. Old energy that is stuck within us can create blocks, which prevents new energy from flowing through us, while also limiting our awareness. Okay. Throughout this ascension process, these old energies get pushed up to the surface, allowing us the opportunity to clear the blocks within our physical, mental, and emotional bodies and to transmute that negative, those negative energies. Now, if there is a difference between transform and transmute. A butterfly transforms, and it starts out as lava, and then it turns into a little caterpillar, and then a caterpillar inches along. And for each stage of its transformation, it changes. I mean, you literally see the change from this, you know, little worm-like maggot thing to this caterpillar, and then you see it inching away, and then it gets into its cocoon, and then when it comes out of cocoon, it's transformed into a butterfly. So it went from a maggot to, first it was an egg, then it became a maggot-looking thing, and then it became a caterpillar, and then it became a butterfly. So, but we as humans, we're transmuting. What's happening is we may look the same on the outside, but we're getting better on the inside. And we begin to let go of the denser thoughts. We begin to let go of those denser emotions and behavioral patterns which no longer serve or assist us. So we are transmuting. We are taking this negative energy and we are embodying it. And what we're doing is, it is reaching a higher phase of its own development. I remember when I used to sell a particular product. We won't go in because I'm not going into commercials here. But they always said that when we ate this particular vitamin, what it did was it aided in the growth of new cells rather than our old cells creating its own self, its own old cell. So you didn't heal. What it did was generate whole new healthy cells, which eventually pushed the unhealthy cells out of existence because it was no longer creating unhealthy cells. And this is kind of sort of how I see this ascension process on the cellular level. We're being created anew inside out, okay? Behavior patterns which no longer serve or assist us are just being transmuted and disappearing. Soon the planet itself may no longer support these older, denser energies, since Earth itself is ascending. And some would say Earth has already ascended, all right? Because I have another, another school of thought. We're already there. This school of thought is the past, saying this is what was happening to us. There's a new school of thought that's saying, oh, this already happened, so I don't even know why you're reading what's going to happen, Duchess. Maybe I'm reading what's going to happen to those of us who have not accepted it as happening yet. Okay? So what will happen is soon the planet itself may no longer support these older, dense energies since Earth itself is ascending to a higher vibrational state of being. And the expansion, these old energies can no longer remain, and they must be released. And you see them being released all over the place. You see, you even see in politics, new negotiations going on. You see different countries opening up their borders where they hadn't opened them up before, okay? If one is going to raise their vibration and expand their consciousness to a higher degree, these old energies have to be released. It is as if we must get rid of the clutter and old baggage that has been weighing us down for so long, keeping us stuck in old repetitive self-defeating patterns and limited perspectives. Okay, there's a lot going on inside of you, dear friends out there in Blog Talk Radio audience world. A lot going on inside of you on many levels. It is as if your system is rebooting, being tuned up, or upgraded. Old patterns start to fall away as one starts to embody much more light. As we allow more of the light of awareness into our being, we begin to raise our energetic frequency as a whole, out with the old and with the new. There is a purifying and releasing of the blocked energy that is vibrating at a 3D level. And some of us begin to straddle those dimensions. While you begin to vibrate in a higher dimension, you sometimes straddle those dimensions at a higher frequency and a level of awareness. So, a majority of the ascension symptoms occur on a conscious level. When we are ready, we can begin to process and move through the old energies that were holding us back and keeping us down. As this shift of perception occurs, we can then begin to allow new energies to flow through us and move us forward into a new and higher vibration of thought, feeling, and how about just plain old being. Each level of ascension helps us to let go of what no longer serves us and equips us with tools for the next phase of the process. There are some ascension symptoms that also occur on a subconscious level, as there is much cleansing and releasing during deep sleep. A lot of times you have your cleansing at night while you're sleeping. And as we go through the metamorphosis, which is what that butterfly goes through in its cocoon. Although we're not even having to cocoon, it's just happening. Awakening is not a thing. It's no longer a goal. It's not a concept. It's not something to be attained. It is a metamorphosis that's just happening on a daily basis. Now, there were some things that I wanted to share with you about this awakening process. I'm losing my voice here because it had to do with our 3D existence, 4D perimeters. It had to do with the changing environment. It had to do with galactic alignment. It had to do with things that have been occurring ever since our time began. But I think what some of the people really would like to know is, what are some of the things you're going to experience? Oh, my. I have a list of things you're going to experience with some of the descriptions. And I think some people might want to hear that. For those of you experiencing the process of ascension, here are some aspects. Not everyone is experiencing the same process. You have to understand that. Just know that you are not alone out there. So if you have been having some of these things happen to you, know that you're not alone. And that's a good thing to know, because for many, 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 many years, from the time I was a young girl, I experienced a lot of stuff that I couldn't talk about because I didn't want people to think I was crazy. And then those people that knew me, they thought I was crazy anyway. And I just grew up saying to myself, oh, well, I guess it shouldn't matter to me, but it did. So here are some of the common experiences of leaving the old world behind and what they mean. And some of you who know me personally may say, wow, is that what was going on with her? Wow, she was crazy, wasn't she? That ascension stuff makes you feel like you're crazy, makes you look like you're crazy to some people. Okay? Number one, you suddenly feel like you have jumped off a cliff with no net, with strong feelings of no sense of place and nothing to hold on to. This is an indication that you have made a separation from older and denser energies that are no longer residing where you are not. Did I say that right? That are now residing where you are not. This occurs many times during the ascension process. Each person that a critical mass, each time that a critical mass is met within and sometimes without, this feeling always passes in time, even though it can feel very uncomfortable when it is occurring. We can take comfort in knowing that these feelings always pass. So, don't worry about it. You know, you jumped off a cliff, but, you know, your higher self has a net right up underneath you. Take my word for it. I know. Number two, no one seems to notice you, pay attention to you, or give you much, if any, regard. Now, that can be a good thing. Although this can create uncomfortable feelings of disrespect, irreverence, and even abuse, know that the individuals that are not seeing you are in a completely different space. In the old world, many individuals have not yet evolved out of themselves and thus are seeing through a substantial wall of density or their own ego. It is still all about what is inside of them, as they are not yet ready to see that everything around them is part of one beautiful whole, that each and every one of us is a brilliant light comprising that whole. And we are all one, okay? So the higher we vibrate, the more invisible we become. Didn't know that. The higher you vibrate, the more invisible you become, and the more noticeable it is. you will know when you are seen and revered, and these are the individuals that you will eventually choose to spend time with. Okay? Because they're invisible too, so y'all can only see each other. Number three, it is difficult to be in crowds, and you are no longer able to participate in anything that has to do with group energy. Unless the group is a very unusual one, where each and every member is honored and respected for who they are and what they are, there to contribute with equal amounts of involvement and a similar response that is a passion for each member, groups will no longer work for you. In higher level groups, there are no leaders and everyone is on equal turf and very seen, with much gratitude and reverence. Also, being around groups of crowds brings in a large array of differing energy, and the more highly sensitive we become, the less we are able to process or handle too much differing energy at once. In the higher realms, things are very simple, as so much of anything vibrating lower has been transmuted or shed. There is not so much density or variation to wade through or to feel. Opinions do not exist, and all of the energy is always going in the same direction. Thus, groups from the old world can feel downright awful once we have departed from that world. Fun groups that are here to vibrate fun and enjoyment with no agendas while everyone involved is going in the same direction are always good ones to be involved with at any time in our journey. Number four, you feel very lonely, but a few friends and loved ones left. But have a few friends and loved ones left that you regularly connect to, and no one really thinks like you do, nor understands your view of reality. We're not going to go through all of that. That's self-explanatory. Five, you have simplified your life to a large degree, removed yourself from lower and denser energies, and you feel that there is nowhere left to go. Yeah, right. Congratulations. You have now reached your center, or rather the eye of the storm, the space in between thoughts, the now, and where it all is. In addition, the higher vibrating realities have not yet been created. Thus, there is no way. It's like standing in the hallway, you know, waiting for that other door to open. You know, one door is closed, and you're just like, okay, that's it. All right. Here I am. Oh, number six, you no longer have a desire to heal others, bring up the vibration of the planet, teach new ways of being, read spiritual materials, meditate, save anything or anyone, or participate in anything that has a spiritual intent. And that's only because the planet has now reached a new level and your job is over. And even before this new level was reached, after each of us reaches a certain level of frequency within, we are now ready to lose that old purpose and get a real life. This means that we do not need to speak about spiritual stuff. We really don't. We might do it if people want to talk about it, but we do not need to read about them, and we do not need to learn anything new. We come to know that being spiritual occurs very naturally, 24/7. We are then simply being spiritual without having an intent to do so. Having an intent places us outside of our center and also comes from an old ego stance. Saving others or meddling with intentional desires to help others when not asked is also very out of alignment with being an earth angel. Spontaneously offering spiritual guidance or messages to others fits in with this category as well. There was one exception to all of this, and it has to do with our storefronts. Because our storefronts exist on the dimensional border and not in the old energy, they will serve to assist others in getting to the next plateau or to the other side. And this way, we will be asked for assistance, and those asking will be poised and ready to receive what they need through our storefronts. Now, for those of you who don't understand the term storefronts, I mean, you know, you grow up in cities and you know what a storefront is. It's that which is the storefront. You're walking down the street and you can look in the window of the storefront. You can see what's going on inside you without going on into the store. Well, Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, this is Duchess's storefront. People come here because they desire to come here. I don't have to go anywhere looking for anyone. They're either going to come or they're not. They're either interested or they're not. So this is my storefront. InsideMattersTalk.com, which is the website. That's Duchess's storefront. People go there because they want to know some things. They may leave a question there. And when I go there, I pick up my Inside Matters Talk mail from the website, and I answer the person's question. But you see, they have come to me, they have asked me a question, and I have shared myself with them. That's when you know your storefront. Number 7. You are so tired and weary of the old reality that you do not care about anything anymore and simply give up with disappointment, exhaustion, apathy, and what feels like depression with a strong desire not to be here anymore. You think that nothing, nothing will ever change. You are beyond discouraged. Well, you know, I am beyond all of that, and those of us who have been around for a long time, we are far beyond that because we can see the changes. Even though some of the stuff that we're looking at looks very ugly, it looks very ugly, we can see the changes, and we will implement these changes within ourselves, you know. One of the things I heard Kryon say is that because there is this great sense of free will, you're innate. That's your mind-body, which listens to everything you say. It's waiting for you to ask it to assist you in becoming all that you can possibly be. Now, one of the things about innate is that it's not going to tell you what to do and what not to do with your body. So, when we partake of let's say you're diabetic and you eat a lot of junk, you eat a lot of cakes and candies and stuff like that. You know, what you're telling your innate is that I really don't care if this stuff kills me. I really don't care if I die, because you're not doing anything that says I want to be a part of this evolution and I want to put my stake on the face of this earth. And I want to stay here for a while because I want to be a part of these changes and I want to see them happen. I mean, there's more that's about to happen than just having Barack Obama as your president. There's so much more going on that needs to be seen, or if you want to see it. But, of course, if you don't want to see it, that's cool, too, because not everyone came here to see everything that others have come here to see and to process through. Once again, ascension is bringing heaven to earth and not having to shed the physical body for us to go to heaven and then maybe come back, or us to go wherever people go when the spirit leaves the body. We're bringing it here. It's happening here. And like in the last show, I was saying how Kryon said we can live to be 600 years, and it's like, yeah, right, I can see, because I get out of my bed now and I'm creaking and carrying on. You know, how is this body going to feel in 600 years? But irregardless, who knows how long I intend to live based upon how I care for the body that my soul contains. Now, a lot of people say that the soul or the spirit or the soul is in the body. It's contained in the body. But through listening and feeling and understanding, I have come to understand that my soul is what contains this body. My soul, the body doesn't contain my soul. My soul contains this body. Because when you just snatch the soul away from this body is non-existent. But this body doesn't house the soul. We're all big energy forms. And if we look at the energy form that we are, we'll see that we're nothing but a bunch of, how do you say, neutrons and atoms swirling around, you know, it's like just a bunch of energy in motion. Well, you think that's a physical body? No, because we're vibrating at such a 3D level, we look solid, but we're not solid. We're not solid at all. We're big balls of energy. And so if I want this big ball of energy to hang out for a little bit longer, then the whole cellular, molecular structure of this big ball of energy, now I got to do what I need to do to take care of it. So you can become so tired of this old reality that you do not care about anything anymore. You don't care about anything anymore, or that's how you begin to treat yourself, like you don't care about anything anymore. And because we have free will, then it's okay. That's what you want to do, you know. You want to drink yourself to death, it's okay. You want to drug yourself to death, it's okay. Your innate is aware that you feel this is okay, and so it's not going to do anything because we have to ask it. We have to ask all of our spiritual guides. We got to ask our innate. We got to tell. We got to say this is what we would like to do. And then what we do is we take the first step to showing that we mean it. You know? So, because some of us are not ready to be in the eye of the storm, you are now ready to leave the old behind. You needed to not care about what is happening elsewhere, as what is happening elsewhere no longer has anything to do with you. You had not yet realized that you had died and crossed over into a new reality. You were still hanging around in the old world and believing it was your world. Okay? The outsider old world had to become so unpleasant that you would be willing to let it go. And that's what we have to do. You know, it's like my Facebook page. You know, it's like when the butterfly, when the caterpillar thought it was the end of the world, that's when it became a butterfly. So you can keep going down and you can keep doing what it is that you're doing. And one day you may say, you know what, I'm tired of this existence. I want to be a butterfly, you know. And so you begin to do the things that you want to do. Once it feels acutely unpleasant, as you no longer belong there because you have died and are now being reborn, you will know when you have taken the plunge and trusted or become exhausted enough to let it go. When you find yourself in states of great peace, contentment, trust, and calm, it is then that all your needs will be miraculously met with ease, and you will feel a peace you have never known. And then you will eventually meet others who are here as well and unite to create something very new. But before we can create something very new in a very new reality, we must first rejuvenate and restore ourselves, you know? So there is a process to awakening, and it is filled with many unexpected twists and turns. Some of the things we experience will be amazing, while others seem to drain every ounce of energy we have. Many times there are lessons that are reflected back to us to help us grow as individuals. As these lessons, they often will culminate into what is called the dark night of the soul. All right? So many of us, we've either gone through it, or we're going to go through it, or are accurately going through it right now, you know, or concurrently happening, you know, all kinds of Dutch's words thrown out there. When you're experiencing it, it feels like the worst days of your life, and it's generally true. But please keep in mind that you're never alone and that better days are ahead. Not only that, but the lessons you learn from experiencing the dark night of the soul will help your spirit grow exponentially and allow you to help others who are going through it down the road. So that's the ascension process. I don't know if I made sense. I hope I did. I know I made sense to some of you out there, I'm sure. And like it was Morpheus in The Matrix, I believe, who said, you take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes, you know. You take the blue pill, and you just wake up, go back to bed, and wake up in your bed. Well, I'm letting everybody know, we all took the red pill long before we even jumped into physicality, before we even jumped into this physical body. We already took the pill. And the rabbit hole is open, and we're all plunging down it. And depending upon our frame of reference and our frame of mind, it'll be an easy trip or it'll be a rough road to hoe. And that's it. This is Duchess. I've enjoyed myself with you this evening. I noticed no one has popped in the... say anything to me. What's up with that? I don't understand. No phone calls, no questions. That makes me wonder. I worry. You know, kind of worry whether or not I was boring or not. I wasn't boring. Anytime I get calls from, let's see, South Africa, you know, and they stay online the whole time, it can't be boring. Somebody's out there feeling to do and doing to do and ascending with all of you. Okay, this is Duchess, and I'm signing out, and I'm saying goodnight. I'm sorry I didn't get your horror tonight. That would have been nice. Okay, let's do this. See you. When is our next show? Lodi, lodi, lodi. Next show will be June 7th. Boy, the month of May is leaving us. Have a good night. Night, everybody. Night, Ma. I see you out there. As to my mother. Take care. The top of 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 the top of